What?
Lohayoshu,
all right. It's a kapas also. But I think there is a gyozi. There is a certain gyozi, not kapas. So, anyway, so then it should be told in the shaila. In the shaila, whether Kuli Shov is possibly the Raise, or Kuli Shov is only possibly Rabbon, it's a big machlekes special. As a matter of fact, they are forcing the Gabi Shov. See, the shite of the Rajbam in the Paschal of Sama Zion, and the shite of Rashi in the Kame of Sama Chvor, of Sama Zion, I mean the same that, but the Rajbam is in the Paschal and Rashi is in the Kame. Tzino Shikobu, they say, Chotiki. So, is that Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov is possibly right. Then, the Rabbi Tam in Sifra Yoshua is in Momach. Hametam, not only does he say that Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov post-Midraise, but even Gimul Lugimayim Shubim Vatchilo is also post-Midraise. The Hametam is the biggest mach, biggest mach. But Rashi and Rashbam, they hold that Gimul Lugim, even Vatchilo, is only post-Midraise. But Kuli Shov, Rubi Shov is post-Midraise. Then the Shite of the V and the Shite of the Rambam is near Hazoko. Persian Mishneh is not so poshut. So, but near Hazoko is that Kuli Shov is only post-Midraise. Kuli Shov is only post-Midraise. And then there is, so it's always there on the time. Rashbam, Rashi, Tushite, and then the Rin, the Rambam, the Perchite. And then we have the Shite of the Raivet, the Shite of the Raivet, not the Raivet in the Asogis, but the Shite of the Raivet in Bala Nefesh. The Shite of the Raivet in Bala Nefesh is that it all depends. There are two kinds of Shubim. There is one Shubim where it's Al Dimai Sodom, let's say, nearly the Katrit. He with his hands, he fills up water and so and pours it into the meat. That's possibly the rice of the Maisor. But suppose he left Kankanim, you know. He left Kankanim, Beresha Gago on the Kankanim. And then he was Michale and he wanted it. So then it's also possible. But that soul, where there was no Maise Odom, where there is no Maise Odom, that is only possible with Rabbanon. That's the Odom Rabbanon. So that's the Raivichi. Now how about the Rashike? Rashike, so then there is a steering between the Rashbo, the Tesvis mentions in the name of the Rashbo, and that Rashbo is the Rash. It's not Rav Shlomo ben Aderet, it's Rav Nishimshen. So that's the Rash. So the way Tesvis mentions the Rash, his shite is that Rubi Shov or Kuli Shov is possibly rising. However, the Rash other shite is, the Rash other shite is that it's not possibly rising. Only if it is Nilei's Bichliya Mikabu Tumen. So then it's possible with the Raisin because of another Zosakosuk, Habiyose Alditare. So it really has nothing to do with the Psul of Shov as such. But Mile Bichli Gloli, when it's Habiyose Alditare, then it's Kosher with the Raisin. So how many Shittus are there? Five Shittus. Alright, anyway, but there is a Machlekes Rishenim. Whether Kuli Shov or Rubi Shov is Kosher Midraise or only Kosher Midrabanon, or it's Kosher Midraise. Now, if we say that the reason as to why my Mikarki, as the Raivet says, is not Mikabu Tumet because it has a Chalisha Mikre, because it is a Kosher for Mayan Ubeya Mikre Mayan Yetoye, so then, and if we say that when some mele, and if it has a release mine, so it has a halachic. So the Rebbe says beferes. So that's the reason as to why it's not mikabotume. So then we can understand the shittes of Hashemim, that the Mishnah of Megade, which says that when the tipes mayim falls back into the pool, so it doesn't contaminate the other water in the pool. Why not? So according to the Rebbe, it's not because mechuba cannot be mikabotume, because mikre cannot be mikabotume. But and the Rebbe says if it's less than a reviz, it can become contaminated. But if it has a reviz, so it has a chalishim mikre. And if we say that mayim shuvim midereise is possible, so it doesn't have a chalishim mikre midereise, so mele it cannot be mikabotume. So then it can be mikabotume. Then it can be mikabotume. However, if we say the Rambam in the Chazoka, the Rambam Shikin in the Chazoka is definitely the Tidin Kuli Shol Viskosham in the Raise, so really has no reason as to why you should say that the Din of the Mishnah of Megabo is limited to a Gabo that is any Shol, because it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Because shov or not shov on a deraisa level, even if it is shov, it has a chalisha mikve. And if there is a halacha of mayim ubeya mikve mayim yetoya, that mikve is mufkav kabbalas tume, so memele it cannot be mikabo tume. What is that? That's something else. I don't want to discuss that now, because, you know, then I'll complicate everything. I mean, so I don't want to discuss that.
All right,
now.
We said earlier that earlier we said the Sword of Rasan, at least in the Rash, in the Raivit, was that it's still considered part of the...
That's right.
Now we're using the same Sword to say it's still considered part of the Mikvah, that if I take it actually the Rasan, because
that's right.
Back, so it's Mikvah.
It's May Mikvah.
But if I take it after Rasan...
It doesn't have the Chalashim Mikvah, the 100 drops of water on the Kikah, but it's May Mikveh. And May Mikveh are Mufk of Kabbalah's
Tumah. But if we take it out of the Rotsin, it becomes Oishmei Mikveh.
Oishmei Mikveh. It's something else altogether. All right, now let's begin the Rab. Shosha Tomei Vnafu Fikir Shal Trumo, Imidiyach Tomei, Vimidiyach Toya. The Rab. Imidiyach Zachikya Tomei, Vimidiyach Toya. מפני שמגבוים עלולו לקבל תומה עד שנסלישו, כאילו כך אם לא הגיע אך תואר, ואפילו כשהגיע עתיקי על יוחשבו מים שבו לקבל תומה מן הטיפה, שנזבט לו הטיפה במים הטרים, אבל כשהגיע חוך שבו והוחשבו מים שבו יודות, לקבל תומה מן הטיפה, ונזבט לו בהם, לעד הרבה, נתמיהו ויתימו את עתיקי ענף. The other point that I would like to discuss now, from the Rishenim, Raived, and the Rash, and the Rosh, and the Rav Matno, it's mashma, that when the Tomei brings, so then it's nislash, and since it's in contact with the Tomei's mouth, so it becomes Tomei. Then when he spits it out into the pool again, so it becomes both. So what's the Bittu B'roh? In the text Bittu, both Bittu. Bittu means Bittu B'roh, say, there's Bittu B'shishim also, because of Tamkiki, right. But the Din is Bittu B'roh, because of Bittu B'roh. And then, when he's Idiya, it's Chizamiya. So the question is, Chizamiya is also there. In prayers, I think that is the sugya of last Friday's Dachayeni. What is the day? Today is Dachamadalet. But that is sugya of last Friday's Dachayeni. Last Friday's, last Thursday's, I don't know. It's down. So, there is a sugya in prayers as to whether by people we say Chesavaniya or we don't say Chesavaniya. So the Gemara in prayers that Chavveis Amad Aleph says Omar Rabbi Yomi. No. Omar Rishlokish Mishum Rabbi Yomi Nisir Halitzei Keach Tziyam Amoretz. And Amoretz is not in the Zoya into me. So it is Tomei. So now, what's the tzir? So the tzir is a mixture of tzir mamesh and water. The tzir mamesh, that's the from the dag, that's the fluid that is exuded from the fish. That's not the kavutum. It's not one of the zaymash. But the water is my is the kavutum. So he halicheach tzir mamoretz. So he doesn't know what is more, what is rov, whether the rov consists of the tzir itself, or the rov consists of the water. So he has an eight mashiki, and the tzir itself is not becoming to know. The water is becoming to know, but water has a solution. You just bring it in contact with mikre, so it becomes toya flasher. So this is what has to do if he bought tzir from the mort. Masiki mimayim bitoya mimanasha. Imayim rubeninu. Ki imayim rubeninu, so mimele, it's all mayim. And so it is mikabutum. It's kin dovet lasher. Kitale. Vi rube tzir nenu. So then there is no problem altogether. We don't need asher. Tzir loy barkabuletum. Mayike mishmanach miute di maye. Sana bottle gold. Omra bir meye loy shon wel little and pite. Avo, if he wants to use the tzir to betevel his pots. So then, and he made a shoke some money shafich toya. Because if the water is the major component in that so-called tzir, so then Hashoke was there, and if the tzir is the major component, so then it didn't need Hashoke for tzir. It didn't do any harm on the Hashoke. But Avul Deo, suppose he wants to cook, boil the tzir in water, the toilet, so then motza minus inevinea, so the mute water in the tzir that originally lost its identity because of the rov of the tzir is revived, and he joins the other water that he pours into the pot, and then together, the two waters together will be more than the tzir. So in other words, we say chizami. And the Rambam passes like that. But Gemara has a whole sugya. It's not just a portion. Rambam passed it. Yosef Rabbine become a loshmaitz of Rabbaye de Chetumo Shevot lo chosra b'neira. It's a whole discussion. So it's difficult to say that this thing in the Mishnah has to be a little cooler. Should be told in the Shaila, whether we say Chidunia or we don't say Chidunia. So how does the Rabbi say that it's chesed v'niya? If it's idea, so then it's chesed v'niya. But there should be told that machlekes, it's not mash. All right, it passed like that. But the Mishnah has to be a little bit cooler. I think that the beetle that Rishen speak, the Raivet, when the tipe, the original tipe, when that became tummy in the mouth of the tummy, when it is spread out again into the pool, so it becomes bottle, it's not the beetle of. Why not the beetle of? So there is a Rashi in Gita. Rashi says there is no beetle bin Chuda. There is no such thing as beetle bin Chuda. That Mundalet on the base. 15th line in Rashi, from the top, the 15th line. Hareze lo yilaki. The whole man she even came up before he detaches it, as long as it's mechuber, the gazing on himself, ki mechuber shive veloi batle. So mechuber is loi batle. So there is, even though this has reference to mechuber of plants, and this is mechuber of mind, but all right. So mele, what is that? Why not?
Before the Shiva's Manach, and how it's not the same. This has Shirashim and this is just there.
It's not, it's not the same regarding the din of course, Tume. Because when the Torah says that Zroim, there is a passage in the Torah, Mishmini, that Zroim cannot be Mekabel Tume. So it's not the same. Very, very emphasized. The Torah mentions Zroim. What's the Lashon HaKodesh? One second. Even after it is Nishlash, even after yeah, but that's the Gemara, that's the Safor. So that means even after it was Nitrash, because it was not Huchsha B'mai. V'chiyuta mayim al zera v'nofam nevlosom olof tomei ulochem. So Rashi says, and that's the Safro, and it's the Gemara, I think, Pesachim, v'chiyuta mayim al zera li'achash nislash. שאם תימא יש הכשר במחובר, אין לך זרע שלא יכשר. So, in other words, so it's exerus הקוסו, that זרוי, before the anislash, המופקף כבר לסתומה. So they will require the מחובר of זרוי. But that doesn't, has nothing to do with the חיבור of קבור לסתומה, because here in קבור לסתומה, it's an union of חושו. It's not an union of זרוי. Ligabi Kabbalah's Tume, it's not an union of Choshu. Mechubah is Mufka of Kabbalah's Tume. What does Mechubah mean? Mechubah. In Kolatir, you call it Mechubah. So, let's see Ligabi Shabbos. What does Mechubah mean? Mechubah means Mechubah Likark. But mine has it's a different kind of Mechubah. But here, Rashi emphasizes, Harizeli Latin the Cholzman Shibin Kimo, Ki Mechubah Hashide. The loy battle. It's either a choshev, mechubar is choshev. Chashive. So maybe it doesn't make any difference what kind of chibor it is. Whether it is the chibor of zroim, mechubar lekarke, that it is rooted in the karke, or it's mechubar lekarke because it is in karke.
You don't put a whole bunch of chickens in the ground.
Please, I'm right there. Chickens, that's not their natural habitat. To be placed in carcass. They can be in a cage and they can be in a house, they can be everywhere. But mine, that's the natural place of mine. That's how the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. What is that?
The first Dover Choshev Lebot, not so much Chibur. Chibur makes it Choshev, like we find mine.
That's right!
So Dover Choshev.
It's Dover Choshev, but I don't want to emphasize the general thing of Dover Choshev, because the other Dover Choshev, Dover Choshev in Indian, you know, Balachayim Chshid Evli Batle. But that Dover Choshev, according to most Rishayim, is only the Rabbonah, the Reis, it is Batle. I think this Choshev is more than the Dover Choshev of Dover Choshev in Indian, you know, or Balachayim. This is, this Karke, Mechuber, Mechubal Karka, not after Mechubal Karka in the sense of roots. The Gabi Tume, they are Mechubal means in the sense of roots, it's rooted in the Karka. But here Mechubal Karka means that it's part and parcel of the natural Karka. What are, you know, the Karka are Boshe and mine? That's the, they are, that's how the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. A chicken, you can put diamonds also on Karka. So, but water, that's the natural component of Karg. So that's called Mechubal Karg. Alright. Now, so then the general dim beetle is not Shayach. But here, there's another dim beetle. What does beetle mean? Beetle means it loses its identity. Beetle Berov. Whether it's Lablach, Yavish Biovish, so it loses its identity. The Yisrael is Nepach Lehet. It loses its identity. So one can, something can lose its identity by virtue of the fact that it's Bittul Berov. It's outnumbered. And so Mele, it loses its identity. But that kind of beetle doesn't apply to Mechubal Karka. Not Mechubal Karka of Zoi, and not Mechubal Karka of Mayim Shebikarka. There is no beetle, because of Chashivas. So, but there is another kind of beetle. It is because, you see, a tipas Mayim, after all, the Mayim Shebikarka consists of what? And I mean, every drop consists maybe of hundreds of thousands of molecules too. So, in other words, Mayim Shebikarka does not have any existence as a drop of water. It is only its whole identity consists of being part and parcel of the mass of water. Say, I mean, in the young Atlantic, so every drop has its own identity. There is no such thing as a drop of water. As long as it is Bikarke, it is part and parcel of the mess of water. It doesn't have any identity of its own. Identity of its own. So Mele, when he drinks from the pool, and the drops of water from the pool are brought into his mouth, then they have their own identity. But when he spits them out again, so then they don't have their identity. It's not Bittul Berov. It's not Bittul Berov of Koatirikul. Because it becomes part and parcel of the mess of water. The mind should be covered. It doesn't have its existence as a drop of water. You can say, I mean, every drop in the river, in the pool, in the yam, so has its own existence. It's not a question, because we don't know, there are no earmarks, there is no label attached to it. It has no existence as a drop. According to science, of course, it's not only every drop has its own identity. In the drop you have thousands and thousands of molecules, so it's a molecule, but Alpidin, there is no such thing as a drop of water in Hajjikar. It's one mass of water. One unitary substance of water. It's one chena. Some mele, it loses its identity, it becomes water. Some mele, but the moment he's madiach, so then we certainly say chesavinia. And it's not totally in the sugye, in tcheres, whether we say chesavinia or we don't say chesavinia. The Sugi and Pcheres discusses a beetle that is a beetle berov. So then, the machlekes. Maybe we say chesavinia, maybe we don't say chesavinia. The Rambam paskens, we do say chesavinia. But here it's not a beetle of rov. Mayim shebikarka does not have existence in each beetle. It's one mass of water. It's like a water without individual knowledge. Alpidin, it's one mass of water. So a mele, when it falls, it becomes incorporated into the mess of water of the mayim shebikarak of the gabo. He loses his identity. It's not a bit of the world. Some mele, but when he's madia, so then it regained his identity. That's why we say chayderim. Now the second is mele bechli tome vishasatoi atome. Mele bechli tome umele bechli toi atome. Mele bechli tome vinafutika shal trumo imidiach tome imidiach tome is the same thing. The rab, mele bechli tome vilashmi gishatume bo lemayim machmasoim tome. Vachashmi gishatume bo em machmas kele. Now Mishne Gimel. Nof lumayim tmeim. Vishosa toi eris tome. Nof lumayim tmeim umele bechli toi atome. Nofu mein Tmeim, nofu kikar shol tromo, imi diach tome, ibim li diach toe. Rab Shimon Eina, bin shi diach, bin shalo yi diach tome. Now here there is a Rabbi Bach Nore, the Trabkilegia, and please, the Trabkilegia, that's the Kash. Alright. Nofu mein Tmeim, ho chash ninon, shemei agaboyim alolu, mikab min tume al dimashkin Tmeim. So, all of a sudden, so he says to himself, that is, you see, the Rambam is Pshat. The Rambam is Nishitose. So he explains the Shosot Tomei also on the basis that Maim Shebekarka, if it's coupled with Achsheve, with Rotsin, so then it's Mikabut. So Mimele. But the question is, here it's Noflot Maim, that's Meilot. So the Rambam says Berots. Okay. But the Rambam Batanore explains Mishnalet and Mishnebeis. Like the Rash and the Rosh, not on the basis of the Rambam Shite, that Mayim Bikarke can be Mikabel Tume when it's coupled with Machshove. So how is it that he explains Mishne Gimel like the Rambam? That's Rav Gliya's Rash. Not for Mayim Tmeim, Hoch Hashmion, Shemei Gaboyim Halolu Mikablin Tume Al Dimashkin Tmeim. Al Dimashkin Tmeim Shenofume. All right. That's Rav Gliya's Kashe. Now let's see, Losh of Rav Gliya. Kach Losh in Kavim Tume Al Dei Masupen, Kach Losh in Aram Peruche, Vizeo Lishitose, Dishos Adam Tome, Yuchu Tome, in Achshah, Vishmat Kipe, Elod Miga Ba'atu, in Kavim Tume Lerosu, Vishum Bochen Isit Kan Lashmin, in Kavim Tume Apilu Masupen Tmeim. Elod Mikomo Kim Tavua, Adob Nofla Habashaloy Lerosu, all right. But when it's coming, could not really say Chames, it's all written, but the Rambam emphasizes the Rotsin so that we could say the same thing. The Rabbin at Noah too, but the problem is the Rabbin at Noah doesn't emphasize the Rotsin, but we could say that. He said, Abol Arab, this really then is the me Gabo Eini come to. Yoch, and then is Gamkin Achshash Raktus, Hashem Sa'atoya, Dil Vashem Sa'in 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 the bereish of atam b'tipe shem p'yatome chizim nofo migabe b'ayim mamesh mashkin t'meim shenopa v'dine v'masnisen zun yicho v'dine masnisen liyo v'tzor v'inva v'lohat. Now, Reb Shimon Eimei b'in sh'idiach b'in sh'lo idiach akule koi Reb Shimon b'in atume shebo machmas odom b'in machmas kli b'in machmas mashke b'kule spirolei בין שידיע בין שלידיע תימי עקיקה איתיימי די רב שימן שענייני שצווייז רב שימן מתאמי איבן לא ידיע so the question is if לא ידיע so ממילא the tipe in the mouth became tummy then became bob and then how can the tummy be revived without achshire so why does רב שימן say אם לא ידיע is also tummy time the rabshim and shanaim are shetipa samayim tmeim shenoflom na tomei o na keli o na mashkin tmeim lupseif ki shenoflom kala mayim nishtairo atipo ahi ala kikya vitimose vein aloha ki rabshim. In other words, that rabshim and is chayshish that may be, in other words, if it is idiach, so then it's achsheve, so then the tipe becomes, the original tipe tmeo becomes tolush, mimele it's mitame, all the water that are together with that tipe. But If it's lo yachshive, so then the original tike, when he picks up the tikka, and it's a small gap, so then it's very likely that in together with the 500 or 1,000 other tikkas of water on the surface of the tikka, there is the original tikka, also, let's call it tikka X, the original tikka. But, you know, that's the derech. When you pick up a bread or any object from the pool, so then many drops of water immediately fall off, and some drops of water remain. So, if it's achsheve, so then the original tipe that was together with 500 other tipes is mitame the 500 other tipes. So even though the original tipe developed into the gabe, so, but the other tipes are also tam. But if it's loy achsheve, if it's loy viach, so mele, the other tipes cannot be mikabutume from the original tipe, because they are still considered maimer boren. But Rav Shimon is chayish, maybe there'll be time when the kikia, all the tipes of water will rip off from the kikia, and the original tipe will remain on the kikia by itself. So then its identity will be revived without achshav. That's what the time of the Rav Shimon, Shaneimer, Shetipe, Samayim, Tmeim, Shenofel, Pea Tipe, Pea Tomim, Pea Kelim, Rashi, Tmeim, Lipseiv, Ki Shenofel, Kol Amayim. After, like this, he picks it up, so there are 1,000 tipes. But at 3 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, gradually, all the tipes fall off. But maybe there will be a moment. So as long as Tipe X is commingled with 500 other tipes, so then its identity is not revived. Its identity is not revived. But suppose all the 500 tipes fall off and just Tipe X remain. That remains off. They don't have to fall off. They dry up, so it just looks good. And the only tipe that is still moist and is visible as a tipe is the original tipe. So then its identity will be revived even without Hashem. Without Hashem, it will not be revived when it's commingled with 500 other tipes. But when it's, but when all the 500 other tipes fall off and this remains by itself, then without Achshave, so its identity will be revived. Some melee to be mitame the kikya. So it's a tipe. So we'll say Chesed Mia even without Achshave. When do we have to resort to Achshave in order to say Chesed Mia if the original tipe, the tipe Tmeye, is commingled with 500 tipes? But after the 500 tipes fall off or dry up, any difference how, as long as they disappear, and the original tipe is the only one that remains on the surface of the tikka, then it's chesed mia without us.
Why does it be the only one?
What is that?
Why is there five left? Why
does
it be the only one?
So then it doesn't have any existence of its own if it's not the only one. You see that Rashi says, the Rav says, and the other Shem also, Lipseiv ki shenoflu kol amayim, nishtayro artipo ahi al hakikya b'kimose. So he says, nishtayro ki shenoflu kol amayim, all the drops fell off, or dried up, it doesn't make any difference. And nishtayro artipo is the only one, you see, he's the only one. So then, nishtayro artipo ahi al hakikya b'kimose, vein aloha kirapshim. Now, the Rash, Megabi Meloshin Kimeshe Gabi, Lachset Mai Megabi, the Kokin Shi Yamayim Shosatom Shosatom Tomei, Lipishanov Lo, people repeatedly say Chagado, Bishemor Shosor Atoy, the Mitrash is a Mashim saying, Pesach Tomek, he says, Rekam Mishabes, Abishim Rosador, Hagat Abishim, and he's Nam Nimile, Koramash Mishtarfin, Yilipsiles, Hagvi of the Revis, Yishabo Ati, Pashmei, Lepit, Timo Komash, Lepit, Reisi Tipo, Isalkla, Ashoke, Begabel, Maya, Bishem, Babo, Imso, the Dictonus, Sete, Aligias, Atome, Meagabo, Mitam, Mashis, Lishibiton, Gisefte, מלוכליטויה תומם שחשנו ליסי טיפו כתליג'ס וניתנו כלמיים שבכלי והקביעה עצמיתנו שזהו משמינו אוסו דובו הולך ומבקרים שניתנו למשכים ומרידי אחתוי ליספן פורשטיין ורב שם פולי דיסייבת מרידי המרידי אחתומי והכולי כוי ונפלד בו בחתיים וכולי תן ודיסקת אבל רב נחם נרימה אומרו אם מרידי אחתוי המתני של המים שביגעה בו העלון כבוטונה שיסו שואה אשיה ישישו, יגביון רוב העציר על התמאים, ובכן האומרו עם ידי אחתום יהוק של המים שביעוד נתמו וביטים את הכיתו, חפשיניהם וישיביהם של ידי אחתום ישנים אשתים של המים תמאים, נגל בכיתר. גבו שנופלו דצדציספטה, גבו שנופלו לצריך יין, דבש וחולות. These things are of the שיבו משקין, so they are מקבל תומה. And גבו שנופלו לצריך יין, דבש וחולות, הלכין אחרוב, Nofal is seichei, so if the rov is yain, dvash, v'cholov, so everything is considered as yain, dvash, v'cholov. If the rov is mayim, so everything is considered as mayim. Nofal is seichei, shemen, afo pishi, kipu, arizi, tomei, v'fishi, epshalotzi, salvi, tzichsuchei, shemen, so it's still niker. Yain, shal tchumo, shenofal, gabe peris, yadichem, v'imitorim, v'ishem, shal tchumo, shenofal, gabe peris, yadichem, v'imitorim, נופל גבי יין ביקיפו איזה יין מותר נופל גבי צירי כפנו בשבת אותם שמן שבית שומן שבית, תם שומן שבית פירו שהגבי, אז נאו איזה מפורש פירו שהגבי עקיקי הקלימה כי שהגבי נאמה עקיקי על מיוח של מים שבית הוא קצי, the moment he picks it up it's already actually no, when he picks it up it's not actually because he is not interested in picking up drops of water together with the kikya. He is interested only in picking up the loaf of bread. And if he could pick up the loaf of bread without any water as attaching to it, he would do it. But he can do it, it's a secretion. So maybe it's not actually. Because he's been on a kikya on Shemayim Shebei. Shemayim Shebei.
What?
The kabel, yeah, the kabel, tumen. נעטיפה נספט להטיפו ולבטל, אבל כשהגיע החוך שלו, שומעים שביודק, וכבותו נעטיפה נספט לו בן, ועד הרב ניתנו ליטים וסקיקיה, לרב שמן סובר, דעת לא ידיע תומי, ושנשמו יפסי פשינופו פה המים, נשתערה טיפו על גבי עקיקה וכמוסי, גבי לא שלוח, גבים לא שרבי, הלכים, אך הרוב, תמריד מים, תרס מגב עליהם, ורמש כמכם, אבל פי שיפור שכיפה השמן, השומן, והשמן, והסירי מלגב המים, ידיך מהפרס ומתור מזורים, נופל לגב יין, או ישם שלטרונו וכבה שמן מולו, או שיין מותר לזורים וחשים לצוח של שמן, רבשים הם נעקו לכל ימיתם לענות לבובה, כיתם לתמי שבריש עצמאו להציל הראש. שיש מיילו יסלום במזוי שכל החס יש לו מיילו, HaKosha Yeisya Meisya Shalamata Memo. In other words, six levels. But the first one is the lowest level. So Vishenu Meigabim Vein Gumo Shamayim Miskapsim Bofi Lechsikim Meshigabim Lachsmayim Meigabo Maya Hashem Vigumo Memso Vimshoson Men Atomei Vakin Shoson Men Atoya Mitmo Vimshoson Men Atomei Nofla Atipo Mipipo Sechagabo Veisi Tipo Vimita Rova Ashoki גיבן שלם בגומו ממסו, וגם למיתו מהגבו כל מן שמחובר בקרקע, על החשינון שם איזה טיפו שחוזו מפי התומי, ושיח הגבו נזדמנו על פיו שאותו יר, וישו סוב השיס עם השמפני עם פייס לתת תחומו, כי זה פרקם מדישה וזגם תחז דובו, ואף על גב דרביז בינון כתנם ממילה, כל המשק מסתף עם ניסוס המשק עם דרביז, כי שבו סו איזה טיפו לסיח פיו, תימו כל המשק עם שבפיו, ונמצוס all the רשיינים, except for the Rambam, they explain the same way, that everything is based upon the original teapot meal, not the all the water in the garden. Suppose it's a teapot, it's a pif, timo, kalamash, it's a pif, v'nimtso, she's a revis, look, mind, mein, v'chem, shemil, v'chulitoy, chashino, it's a teapot, shechozo, מידי אחריה, תאים דיסטם ובכן יהיה, ומה אומרים מידי אחריה, מפני שנעמיים שבגב העלום כבותו מה שישו שהוא, תגביון, רוב עתים על התנאים, ומאי מידי אחתומי, סובת תקנים, רוב עתים על התנאים, אין דס, and the as the Rebbe says, it's still considered Mayim Chibor. Mayim Chibor, even though B'mtzias, it was taken out from the Gavah, from the pool. In the Achtomi Yuchshah Mayim Shal Yodei, V'nitni Yodikim Ha'akik HaPerosh, Afilu Kishik Diyan, Lui Nechshav Mayim Likabu Tumim Min Atipo, El Nizbatlo B'Rei Vaterim, because if they are still considered Mayim Chiborim, Chaim Chiborim, some Mele, they cannot be Mikabu Tumim, and on the contrary, they lose their identity. So, and if Bartol Bari Vaterim, Aval Kishidiyach, Huchshibu Vuchshram, Hanshu Yodei, Mikabutun Natipo, Dimitrio, Mikima Akikia, Uitan, Yisef, Reb Shimnei, Mea Ben Idiyah, Ben Idiyah, Tomei, Shanei, Mea Shetibos, Mein Tmei, Migaz, Bikikia, Piresh, Tipo, you see, he also emphasized the same thing, Ram Tnoi, Tipo, Atmeo, Nishares, Vachreino, after all the 500,000 drops dripped off or dried up, doesn't make any difference. So the original Tipat Meo remains in isolation. Some Mele, its identity is revived. It only exists by itself, not mixed with other people. Nisharet Vachino Akika, Acha Sheyodu, Sheyodu Mimen Kolamayim. The Rosh also emphasized. I think that will be enough for today, yes?
I remember she was learning that
Any machshove to remove the tipes of water, and the tipes are destined to drip down, either they'll dry up or they'll drip down. So mele, if there is no rov, so then it can have its own existence or identity. But if the major water is of the other tipes, so mele, its identity cannot be realized.